Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Rajya Sabha resumes debate on 150th anniversary of the national song Bande Mataram today. Union Minister J.P. Nadda says Bande Mataram awakens the soul of the nation. India's carbon dioxide emission reduced by 736 lakh metric tons after 20% ethanol blend in petrol, informs Union Minister Nitin Gadkari in Lok Sabha today. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Imphal to lay foundation stones of various projects. DGCA summons Indigo CEO Peter Albers amid widespread flight cancellations and delays. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in the second T20 match in New Chandigarh this evening. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Bande Mataram. Union Home Minister Amit Shah had initiated the discussion on Bande Mataram on Tuesday. Concluding the discussion, Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said, Bande Mataram is a mantra that awakens the soul of the nation and also gives an opportunity to connect with the culture of the country. Mr. Nadda said this song has witnessed too many historic events that took place during the freedom movement. He said the national song energized everyone during the freedom struggle.
I want to make it clear that our aim is not to demean Jawaharlal Nehru, but to keep history straight on record. I want to tell him, whenever anything happens, responsibility lies with the Sardar, and the Congress party and its Sardar was Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. When it suits you, you call it the Nehruvian age, and when it doesn't suit you, you bring Subhash Chandra Bose, Guru Rabindranath Tagore. It is not right.
Guru Rabindranath Tagore ko le aate hain? Yeh theek nahi.
He said the government's aim is not to demean Mr. Nehru, but to keep history straight on record. The minister said in 1937, under Jawaharlal Nehru's presidency and under pressure from communal elements, the sacred song was altered by discarding the stanzas. Mr. Nadda alleged that the national song did not receive due respect post-independence, as the then government was responsible for that situation. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India's carbon dioxide emission has been reduced by 736 lakh metric tons due to the use of 20% ethanol blending in petrol. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Gadkari said ethanol is a green fuel and it reduces the pollution and helps to increase the income of farmers. He said currently India is importing around 22 lakh crore rupees worth of fossil fuels annually. He said India needs to reduce its import bill on fossil fuel sources to become a developed nation.
Ethanol is the priority of our government, and under leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat that has been set is importing around 22 lakh crore rupees worth of fossil fuels. Ethanol is a green fuel and it reduces pollution. Owing to use of ethanol, India's carbon dioxide emission has been reduced by 736 lakh metric tons, equivalent to the effect 30 crore trees being planted. That amount of pollution has been reduced.
Equivalent to 30 crore tree lagayenge, itna humne usme pollution kam hua hai.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today reached Parliament by driving a green hydrogen-powered car to promote green energy. Later, talking to the media, he said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a movement for green hydrogen has been started. He said that for the manufacturing of green hydrogen, a national green hydrogen mission and other initiatives have been launched. Mr. Joshi added that 24,000 crore rupees have been allocated through the production-linked incentive scheme.
Not only about the emission, it is even as far as noise is also noise-free vehicle. Under National Green Hydrogen Mission, this is being done now. The zero-emission vehicle is powered by hydrogen and it emits only water vapor. It is ideal for the commercial and heavy-duty application. Under Prime Minister Modi's guidance, National Green Hydrogen Mission positions India as a major global producer and user of the green hydrogen. Car supports fast refueling. Within 3 to 5 minutes, this vehicle will be refueled.
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that energy is the lifeline of the economy and India's energy consumption is rising rapidly. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Mr. Puri said International Energy Agency, IEA, has estimated that for the next 20 years, about 35% of the increase in demand for global energy will come from India, as it is a rapidly growing economy.
The International Energy Agency has estimated that for the next 20 years, about 35% or more of the increase in demand for global energy will come from India because it's a rapidly growing economy. We are spending approximately $150 billion a year on the import of energy, plus the feeds which are going into ethanol. We had started with sugar and sugarcane, B-heavy molasses, C-heavy molasses, but we are gradually moving from water-intensive crops like sugar to less water intense like maize or corn, makka.
The minister said as far as energy prices are concerned, it is determined by factors like cost of production, cost of insurance, freight, refining margin and dealer's margin. Mr. Puri said money that has been given to farmers as a result of this procurement is about 40,000 crore rupees a year. He said it is also helping in alleviate the strain in agricultural economy.
First and foremost, the movement from 10 to 20% ethanol blend was done in consultation with all stakeholders. After 2014, we set ourselves a target of 10% blending by November 22, and we were able to achieve it because the ecosystem had been set up.
A total of 4.93 crore smart meters have been installed across the country, with a 1.6 crore smart meters functioning in prepaid mode. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, Power Minister Manohar Lal informed that under the revamped distribution sector scheme, more than 20 crore smart meters have been sanctioned. He said of them, around 4 crore smart meters have been installed. Mr. Lal said the installation of prepaid smart meters is being prioritized for government establishments, commercial, industrial and high-load consumers. The Rajya Sabha today hailed the inscription of Deepavali in the UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said it is a moment of immense national pride for the country. He added Deepavali is the India's 16th inscription sparked celebrations in India. He hoped that this achievement would inspire people to preserve and promote and proudly celebrate the country's rich heritage and traditions with a renewed commitment.
The prestigious recognition has sparked joy and celebration across our country and among Indians worldwide. Deepavali is not merely a festival, it is a civilizational message. It is universal philosophy, cuts across faiths, regions and generations, embodying the very spirit of India that is inclusive, radiant and resilient.
Deepavali has been inscribed on UNESCO's list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity, announced at the 20th UNESCO Intergovernmental Committee session at New Delhi's Red Fort. It is the 16th Indian element on this list. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Imphal today. On arrival, she was accorded warm welcome and guard of honour by a women contingent of India Reserve Battalion. We have more from our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokcham.
After reaching Imphal International Airport, the President will visit at Mapal Kangjibung Polo Ground to witness a polo match followed by a civic reception function at City Convention Center, Imphal. In this event, she will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of various projects. Later in the evening, she will meet and interact with internally displaced persons at Rajbhavan, Imphal. Tomorrow, the President Draupadi Murmu will attend Nupi Lal Observation and pay floral tribute at Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal, remembering the brave women of Manipur who stood and fought for justice against the colonial British on 12th December 1939. She will then proceed to Senapati, where she will address a public gathering and lay foundation stones and also inaugurate projects. Later, she will meet and interact with internally displaced persons at Senapati headquarters. J.J. Thokcham, Akashvani News, Imphal.
The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on election reforms. Congress MP Ajay Makan initiated the discussion. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has summoned Indigo CEO Peter Albers this afternoon. Mr. Albers has been directed to appear before DGCA amid widespread flight cancellations and delays across the country. Earlier, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan held a meeting with IndiGo's top management to review the stabilization measures. The minister also visited the ministry's control room to oversee the operations of IndiGo across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu said that regular vigil has been maintained for real-time resolution of passenger grievances. He added that the control room team is making all efforts to further improve response time for prompt and effective redressal of passenger concerns. One of the prime witnesses in the cases against suspended Trinamool Congress leader Sheikh Shahjahan of Sandesh Khali was injured when a truck collided with his car in Basanti Highway under the Nazat police station in Bashirhat yesterday. Ghosh, accompanied by his son, was headed for the Bashirhat subdivisional court to appear in connection with one of the many cases that Shahjahan had filed against him. The collision killed Ghosh's younger son Satyajit and the driver Shahanur Molla. Meanwhile, this morning Ghosh has gone to file a complaint to the police about yesterday's incident. His family alleged that the crash was deliberate. The Union Minister of State for Education, Sukanta Mojumdar, has alleged that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was responsible for such attack. Over 100 opposition MPs in the Lok Sabha have submitted a notice seeking the removal of Madras High Court Judge Justice G.R. Swaminathan. The move follows his order allowing the lighting of a traditional lamp at a stone pillar near the Thiruparankundram Hill close to both Murugan Temple and the Sikandar Badshah Dargah during the Kartigaya Deepam Festival. Despite the court's direction, the Madurai District Administration imposed Section 144 on December 3rd, citing law and order concerns, and police blocked the event. Today is the last date for the second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in the 11 states and union territories. These include Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. We have a report.
The Election Commission had announced the SIR of electoral rolls for 12 states and union territories on the 27th of October this year. Briefing the media at the time of the announcement, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the second phase of SIR will cover 51 crore voters. The last date for submitting enumeration forms for all 12 states and union territories earlier was the 4th of this month, later which extended till today. However, the commission granted a separate extension for Kerala, allowing submissions until the 18th of this month. After the completion of this process, the poll body will publish the draft rolls for 11 states and union territories. Draft electoral rolls will be published on the 16th of this month, with the final voter list scheduled for release on the 14th February next year. However, the draft rolls for Kerala will be published on the 23rd December instead of 16th, and the final electoral roll will be published on the 21st February next year. According to the latest data from the Election Commission, over 50.96 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of SIR Phase 2, covering 99.98% of the total forms. The Commission also informed that 99.59% of these forms have been digitized. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has paid floral tributes to the former President Pranab Mukherjee on his birth anniversary at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have also paid tributes to the former President Pranab Mukherjee. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second T20 match of the series at the Maharaja Yadvendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Mulanpur in New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Rajya Sabha resumes debate on 150th anniversary of the national song Bande Mataram today. Union Minister J.P. Nadda says Bande Mataram awakens the soul of the nation. India's carbon dioxide emission reduced to 736 lakh metric tons, up to 20% ethanol blend in petrol, informs Union Minister Nitin Gadkari in Lok Sabha today. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Imphal to lay foundation stones of various projects. DGCA summons IndiGo CEO Peter Albers amid widespread flight cancellations and delays. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in the second T20 match in New Chandigarh this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.